of my favorite books, got to tell you this, one of my favorite books, hi everybody, Martin's under here, was by a doctor who exposed his whole industry. He was retired. It's the only way he could do this. He retired and then he exposed the whole medical industry. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I put the medical institutions in the same boat as the religious institutions, in the same boat as the educational institutions of this world. They do more harm than good. Back to the shoe analogy. More harm than good. $1 million industry that has to keep itself alive. The podiatrists like it when people come in with shin splints. So they're not going to tell you that, well, there's so few people to do it, so I think they will tell you, you know, go barefoot. Take your shoes off for a while. Those who are honest, because they know it, hardly anybody's going to take that advice, because it's counterintuitive. I need this protection. I need to be protected by the big industry. And so it is detrimental. So religion, education, politics, of course, medicine, it's all works against you, not for you. So this doctor wrote this book, and one awesome statistic, all the doctors in this one city, and it was a considerably large city, they went on strike. And during the strike, the death rate in that city went down. The death rate went down when the doctors were not working. And I'm telling you, this will happen across the board if you get rid of the hospitals. If you want to die, go to a hospital. If you want to get a disease, pick up a virus, go to a hospital. If you want to not get rest, go to a hospital. And if you want to destroy your spiritual sensitivity, go to church. If you want to destroy any inherent curiosity you have for God and the answering of your honest questions, you go to the church. They will destroy you. If you want to destroy your legs and cause yourself injury, then get the most padded, most protected running shoe on the market and pay a lot of money for it. Oh, I forgot to mention, you're going to pay a lot of money to screw yourself. And many people in the Worldwide Church of God have figured this out. They have paid the tithe, the second tithe, the third tithe, all these tithes, and they screwed themselves. All these tithes to be miserable, to have all these places you have to drag your sorry self for the feast in Israel. Education, don't get me started on that. I told my kids early, look, if you want to go to college, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. Why do you say that, Dad? Well, because they didn't say it that way. They were fine with it, and they worked their way through. Well, my son Paul is. Because it's non-essential today. It's overrated. College is way overrated. And it's incredibly, stupidly expensive. And you come out most of the time dumber than when you went in because you're institutionalized. And so it's a terrible thing. Likewise, of course, with theological institutions, big time. Everybody knows that. You pay all this money to get education and you get stupider when you come out. And likewise with medicine. I remember when I was wondering whether we should have our baby at home or at the hospital back in the day. And that verse that Jesus said, that a woman came to Jesus with a hemorrhage. And I love what it says in there about her. I mean, I don't love it. It's tragic. But she had suffered much at the hands of the physicians. And she had spent her entire life's income, life's savings on these physicians. And she was the worse for it, not the better. And she came to Jesus and he healed her in a second, a nanosecond. She touched the hem of his garment. You're better. So much for the doctors. And so it was so funny because when my wife was pregnant with our second child, we decided to have that baby at home. We were actually in the hospital at the time, visiting someone in the hospital, and she started to have labor pains. And it was so funny. The first thing I said is, get this woman out of the hospital. She's about to have a baby. So most people, you know, go to the hospital. Anyway, yeah, so we went away from the hospital as far as possible. So if you want to heal your legs and your knees from running, go away from the Nike store. If you want to heal your spirituality, run away from the church. If you want to learn to take care of yourself, run away from the government. And if you want to be healthy, run away from the doctor. Oh, speaking of hell, I mentioned that YouTube video, Eat the Sun. This guy who did this, this guy has lived for decades without eating food by staring at the sun because there's so much energy in the sun and he actually gets nutrients from the energy in the sun, but you have to look at it with your eyeballs open. And isn't that counterintuitive? It goes against everything you've ever heard. Your moms tell you, You know, don't cross your eyes, they'll stay that way. Don't do that, you're going to break your neck. You're going to put your eye out. All these warnings. And never swim unless it's 2 hours after you've eaten lunch. All these crazy things that are not, none of them are true. And then you have this thing where don't look at the sun, it's dangerous. Oh, of course it is. It's a giant ball of hydrogen that's going to kill us. Well, it is if you look at it at noon. But if you look at it in the early morning or late at night, in the last hour or the first hour of the sun breaking or falling, you will heal yourself. There's videos online of people who have done this, just normal people like you and me. Well, normal people like you. And they've been healed of asthma, even cancer. It's absolutely amazing. I believe it. And I found that verse for you on Jesus. Going to get back to Revelation. Don't worry. This is kind of part of it. Not really. I just said that. In Matthew 6, verse 22. The lamp of the body is your eye. Look at that. The lamp of your body. The lamp of your body is the eye. All the light you get comes in through your eyes. And if you read about this or watch the YouTube videos, it's pretty impressive. And our Lord knew about this. Can you imagine? If then your eye should be single, your whole body will be luminous. Of course, he's speaking spiritually. Your eye focused on Christ. And you know, Paul says this pretty much when he says, whatever things are lovely, pure, of good report, think on these things. So when you set your mind, your affection on things above, you'll be spiritually cleansed. But I think this is true literally as well, that the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye should be single, your whole body will be luminous. Lamp has to do with light, and the word luminous is in here. The sun is a picture of Christ. It's a parable because it gives light to the world. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Get it? The light of the world. And the sun is the light of the world. God put that big ball up there as a parable of his son, as a teaching. And that's the source of all life. None of us live without the sun. And I had to tell a woman in Florida, get this. I had to tell her, she goes, you know, Martin, I put my sun hat on when I go out. I wear long sleeves and I slather myself with suntan lotion. I said, what? And this woman has spiritual sensitivity. She realized, thank God, through my book. She actually read my book in 2000, found it at the Miami, Florida library. She was fed up with church, and she was perusing the shelves of the library. Well, I've talked about this woman. It's Kate Horn. I'll just say her name. I don't think she'll be embarrassed. Down in Florida, I broadcast from her school last May, a year ago. A year ago today, I was broadcasting from Broward College in Davie, Florida. Well, good old Kate Horn, she protected herself from the sun, and I explained to her there was a spiritual parallel. I said, you've got all this spiritual sensitivity that causes you to run from the institutions. So why are you slathering yourself with what the institution, the medical institutions tell you will protect you from this evil ball of good, namely the sun? And people don't get sun, don't get skin cancer from the sun. They get it from the frickin' lotion that they put on. Why do people think it's safe to wear lotion with lists of chemicals, multi-syllabic, nightmarish ingredients that you can't even pronounce? And they're a list this long, a block of text. Look at your suntan lotion. Look at all the ingredients. This is safe. This is the thing that's going to protect us from the thing God made as a parable of Jesus Christ. We're getting cancer from the ball, the Jesus ball. That's what's giving us cancer. And we're being protected from the Jesus ball by this cream full of man-made chemicals. And how stupid have we become, honest to God? Do you know what the best protection is from a sunburn? It's a suntan. It's true if you go out in the middle of the day and you have white skin and you burn it, you could get skin cancer that way. But if you go out delicately, slowly, adapt to it, you get a suntan, then you could sit out all day in the sun. You're not going to, if you don't get burned, you don't get skin cancer. You get skin cancer from the cancer-inducing chemicals that you slather on to protect you from the Jesus ball. I get on a roll on this. So look at that, 622, the lamp of the body is the eye. If then your eye should be single, your whole body will be luminous. So when the light goes into your eye, your body is healed. So it's summer up in the northern hemisphere. Down here, we're entering winter. But don't worry about me, people, because winter here is like summer in Windber, Pennsylvania. The temperatures are comparable. We're going to be in low 70s throughout the winter. So anyway, that's my story on that. How much time do I have left? But we're going to get into the scriptures now. We're going to talk about the 144,000. Instead of telling you, I should just do it. I can't do it yet. The whole thing is strip for the race, right? I gave the analogy of, Paul gives the analogy to strip for the race. Where is that? I'll find it. And the Olympic, early Olympics, the Greeks, get rid of their clothes. They're too confining. And Peter was fishing naked at one point. You remember that? He threw on his cloak to jump into the water. He threw on his clothes in order to jump in the water to go see a Jesus. He said, look at the beach. It's Jesus. And he went toward Jesus. And we should go toward the sun because it's the parable of Jesus. It's a life-giving force. And that would be Jesus. Let me put my glasses on. I'm gonna waste precious time right now doing this. But this is for your ultimate benefit and mine as well. I have to make a point here sometime. The word strip is what I want. A great word, strip. Let's see. Strip of clothes. Soldiers, yeah, that's terrible. Saints not wanting to be unclothed. Strip off. Here's one thing. Strip off the old humanity. That's not the verse I was looking for, but I like this. This is a surprise to me. This is a metaphor. It's a figure. It's not a metaphor. It's a figure of speech. It's in Colossians 3:9. And Paul uses it again in Colossians 2:11. Strip off the body of flesh. Put it away from you. So, it's not the verse I was thinking of. I'll bring that to you first thing tomorrow. But this idea of stripping off the old, and we're encumbered with the old, and it's a slight earnest of the inheritance when you take those clothes off at night and jump into the shower. It's like, oh yeah, and that's a precursor of resurrection in your shower. I'm that serious. Showers are a type of resurrection. The sun is a type of Jesus. Your shower is a type of resurrection. And taking your shoes off is a type of, can I say this? I'm going to say it. Taking your shoes off is a type of the snatching away. Because I have told you before, we're not going to be snatched away with our clothes. We're going to be leaving Earth, that's true. But I've told you that the number one thing I'm going to be thrilled about, I think, besides seeing Jesus, maybe even before seeing Jesus, I'm going to rise to meet him. But while I'm rising, I'm going to be delivered from gravity. And I'm going to feel so unencumbered, finally. I'm going to be delivered from this stuff. And you get a hint of that when you take your shoes off. You see women taking their shoes off at the end of the day, like, oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. You rub your feet. It's like, oh, it feels so good. Yeah, it feels great. Take your shoes and socks off. Why don't people take their shoes off on airplanes? I know this is dangerous recommendation to give to some people because some people have poor foot care and they don't take care of their feet. And there are, let's say, odors that might waft from the foot to other people's nostrils. It could be offensive. However, I always take my shoes off because I'm sweet smelling. I'm not like the rest of humanity. I don't stink. I'm a picture and a vision and an odor of loveliness. But I do try to take care of these things, you know. So if you do that, you can get away with taking your shoes off on airplanes and your socks and just walk around barefoot. It's fantastic. In fact, all the foot problems, the bunions, the foot odor, the fungi. Isn't this an interesting talk here? The fungi, the athlete's foot, are caused by moist, warm environments, i.e. shoes and socks. And people have reported that when they got rid of their shoes, walked around barefoot, guess what? All that stuff disappears. The feet get air. They get sunlight. And they're happy. They're happy little puppies. So free the feet, ladies and gentlemen. Free yourself from higher education, because it's really lower education. Save a crap load of money. Do not save up for your children's college funds. That is a mistake. Spend the money yourself. Go to a nice restaurant, get some good fish, get some baked fish, orange roughy, whatever you like, have a glass of wine. Spend that money and tell your kids that if they really want to go, they can work it out themselves. And go, there's a site about college dropouts. I love this. All the famous people, all the inventors, all the geniuses of the world, the Wright brothers, the Steve Jobs, all these guys, they all either dropped out of college or never went to college. Love that truth. And all the spiritual geniuses never went to seminary. Peter, James, John, yours truly, and many of you as well. So deliver yourself now in anticipation of the ultimate deliverance.